theology, pop culture, and current events all come together. Cutting edge topics.
So we have sort of a Christian subculture, but sometimes it seems as though some believers want to live in a bubble.
Truth for the now generation. Guests who push your hot button.
We're one election away from all kinds of things happening, folks. And so Christians, the key to that happening is just don't go out and vote and let's not get involved. Our guest disagrees with that notion, and maybe Richard does too. Richard, you're on the air.
Relevant, real radio, confronting the culture. This is Truth Talk Live. Now from the Truth Booth, your host, Stu Everson Jr.
We've got a great show today. As promised, we have two heavy hitters coming from each side of the spectrum. The issue that is splitting the Republican, the conservative voters right down the middle. What is that issue? The issue of life, the issue of, is it ever okay? Is it ever appropriate? Is it ever the right move for a Christian to vote for a pro-abortion candidate? What if it comes down to pro-abortion guy wins the primary, like Giuliani? I mean, this is no secret. And he's up against the Clinton-Obama ticket on the Democrat side. Do Christians who are pro-life vote for the lesser of two evils? We had Greg Kokel on to talk about this a few weeks ago. We had Bob Inyart on to talk about this at about the same time. Well, we've got them both on today, folks, right here on Truth Talk Live. What do you do about this issue of abortion, this issue of the candidate for president? Would you vote for someone if you're a Christian who is pro-abortion? Greg Kokel says yes. Bob Inyart says no. They're both on the line right now, and we're going to give more information. It's not quite that cut and dry. Greg, are you there?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, great to have you back on Truth Talk
Thank
Live.
Thank you.
And
Thank
hello,
you,
Greg.
Back.
Say
Hi,
hello,
Bob.
Bob Inyart.
Hello, Greg Kokel. This is Bob Inyart.
Hey, Bob. I don't think we've ever met before, have we?
We haven't. I listened to your show for a year in Denver and grew to love you years ago.
Well, thank you, Bob.
But, we do strongly disagree right now.
Okay. Well, let's see how much we do disagree on Stu's comment a few moments ago was, as he qualified it, that was probably an overstatement, but my position is qualified, and we'll have a chance to qualify it together as we talk.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, and you know what? Disagreeing is one thing, but we're not going to be disagreeable. We're going to have a good time talking. You two, both you guys are, I'm way outclassed in the IQ department here, but I get to kind of stand and watch and listen with all the great listeners of Truth Talk Live who can also call in at 866-34-TRUTH. But hold your powder. Let's let these guys get going a little bit first.
So, Stu, a good way to lay this out is to ask Greg, what if Rudy Giuliani is the Republican nominee? Should Christians support someone like Rudy Giuliani?
Okay. Greg, are you okay with that to start the ground rules?
Yeah, that's
okay,
fine. Sure. Okay. I don't mind answering that. Stipulating that you have two candidates that are in the running, a Republican and a Democrat. The Republican is Rudy Giuliani. I presume in this scenario it's most likely that the Democrat is going to be either Mrs. Clinton or someone worse with regards to our concerns. Then the outcome is going to be one of those two people. The fact of the matter is, if you have a third party candidate, it's going to split the ticket and the other party is going to go. So given those are my two choices, it is always the morally sound thing to do to choose the lesser of the two evils, if you want to put it in that way, or possibly the greater of two goods, rather than do nothing and let the greater evil or the lesser good prevail. And so that's the kind of ethical thinking that informs my position on this issue.
And thank you, Bob Inyart. Please respond.
Yeah, Greg, thank you for being so clear. What that is called situational ethics, moral relativism. Christians should not support mass murderers. I know that today, in the age of National Right to Life and Jay Sekulow, Christians are confused. But we have a standard that comes from God, and part of that tells us that Christians should not support mass murderers. We have the entire theme of most of the Old Testament from Exodus through the prophets, Joshua and Judges, where God's people would not trust him. They wouldn't obey him, and out of fear, they made alliances with the godless, with murderers and adulterers, and God left them to their own destruction. He abandoned them. What is way worse than getting Hillary as president is for Christian leaders to make alliances with mass murderers.
Okay, Greg Coco. Now, what about Bob? He's sticking by this principle. How do you respond to Bob and those in the camp that would say, hey, even Dobson's alluded to maybe splitting the party when it comes to this? How would you respond?
Well, let me respond first to the analysis. Situational ethics is actually an objectivist system an absolutist system advanced by Joseph Fletcher. So that's a misapplication of the concept of situational ethics. It's also not moral relativism. I wrote a book on moral relativism, and I know what that is. I'm very clear on it. I have a master's degree in philosophy. This is not moral relativism. It's called graded absolutism. It's the idea that you have objective obligations in circumstances, and in every circumstance you have to ask yourself, what is the best way to keep my objective obligation? Now, my obligation is to try to save as many lives as possible. If I were in Hitler's Germany and I could do something cooperating with the government, as some did, by the way, that could save lives rather than doing nothing and lose lives, then I'm not making an alliance with the godless or an alliance with the devil or anything like that. I am acting in a way that's morally responsible that ends up with more living human beings than I had before.
Hey,
and
Greg,
when I do that, I'm not fighting. Let me finish the thought, and then I'll let you in, Bob. Yeah. When I do that, I'm not fighting God or I'm not dishonoring God. I'm actually protecting human life, which is one of the commandments.
All right.
We got to take a break. You want to ask him a follow-up question to that? What about this idea of corroded absolutism or moral relativism? What's your take on this? I got two heavyweights in the house today on Truth Talk Live, duking it out. 866-34-TRUTH is the number.
Truth Talk Live.
Hello, I'm Tom Booth, producer of Truth Talk Live. You can join in the conversation by calling 866-34-TRUTH. And you can find out about today's guest and our topic. You can learn about past topics and view some of the conversations that have gone on before at our website at truthtalklive.com. We've got a blog there. That's 866-34-TRUTH to call and find out more about us online at truthtalklive.com. Back in a moment.
Heroes and their partners, a dynamic duo.
God is at work over all the nations, challenging us to expand, grow, stretch out. And I thank God that friends like you are responding to His leading to make that expansion possible. Yet still, the Spirit is blowing so strong, we can barely keep up with what God is doing. Our model of ministry, not a man-made model, but one inspired in our hearts by the Lord Himself, is not an experiment. We see week by week how perfect our strategy is for the very opportunities God is placing before us. But we do need friends like you to stand with us in order for this ministry to fulfill its astonishing potential. For the sake of the multitudes in Spain, Italy, Cuba, Japan, especially Asia and Romania, I urge you to respond with generosity and compassion. Yes, the Lord is now sending many, but the equation is only complete when members of the body of Christ, like you, become part of the team. How will the Lord lead you to be a part of this?
Visit us at www.worldlinkministries.org to be a partner to our heroes today.
As we talk about connecting our kids to truth, my friend Brad Phillips and the Persecution Project Foundation, they're dealing with people who have been murdered, killed, persecuted, separated from their mom and dad for their love of truth, for the love of Christ. Call right now for the free DVD. This is just for Truth Talk Live listeners. Show this in your church. Show this to your youth group. The number to call, mention Truth Talk Live, is 888-201-5245. 888-201-5245. Mention Stu, mention Truth Talk Live for the free DVD from the Persecution Project Foundation.
This is the Truth Radio Network.
You can tell how much I value something by the effort I put into finding it. If I lose a paperclip on my desk, I only look for a second before grabbing another one. But if I lose my wallet, I won't rest until it's recovered. Did you know there's a way to measure how much God values us? The Bible says He loves us so much that He sent His only Son to earth to find us. Think of that. God giving His Son because you and I were lost. Nothing makes me feel so valuable as knowing what God did to find me. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover how God values you on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. That's Route66Life.com. Route 66, start your journey home today.
You can tell how much I value something by the effort I put into finding it. If I lose a paperclip on my desk, I only look for a second before grabbing another one. But if I lose my wallet, I won't rest until it's recovered. Did you know there's a way to measure how much God values us? The Bible says He loves us so much that He sent His only Son to earth to find us. Think of that. God giving His Son because you and I were lost. Nothing makes me feel so valuable as knowing what God did to find me. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover how God values you on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. That's Route66Life.com. Route 66, start your journey home today.
Truth Talk Live, I'm Stu Epperson. The debate is raging all over the country among conservatives. Do they start a third party? Do they stay with the party if the party ends up nominating someone who is pro-abortion like Rudy Giuliani? With us to talk about that today and in the form of a discussion, a debate, are two gentlemen, both talk show hosts, both who've written and are well-read, Greg Kokel of Stand to Reason, Bob Inyart of KGov.com, a talk show host in Denver, Colorado. And this show, I believe, is being played in Denver, Colorado right now. Is that right, Bob Inyart?
Yes, Stu. We are on the air in Denver.
Okay. Bob, you wanted to – Greg brought up an issue and took offense to your using that catchphrase, situational ethics.
Yeah, so I'd like to follow up. Of course, it is moral relativism and legal positivism to say that Christians should support mass murderers in the right conditions. Romans 3:8, Paul mentions doing evil that good may come of it, and he considered that slander, and Greg and many other Christians have turned that into an actual strategy. In the Gospels, there was a political party that advocated Herod. They were called the Herodians. Herod was personally sexually immoral, and he was a murderer. He would murder the innocent, and the Herodians believed that supporting the Herodian dynasty was the best way, pragmatically, to achieve God's kingdom on earth. They were religious leaders who supported murderous rulers, and the New Testament, Jesus Christ, condemns the Herodians.
Okay, let's let Greg respond and tell us how that's not maybe a great comparison. Go ahead, Greg.
Okay, there's a lot to go on here, but let me give you some bulleted responses, and I'd be glad to hear what Bob has to say. First of all, Rudy Giuliani is not a mass murderer. He is not in office now. He has never done mass murder. He is not guilty of mass murder, so it's not fair to call him a mass murderer. Secondly, legal positivism is a term also being misused here. Legal positivism is the view that law gets its force from simply positing it, and therefore all that is a relativistic view, but it isn't what we're talking about here, because I'm talking not about relativism, in which the rightness or wrongness of an act is simply up to the individual. That's what relativism is, but rather moral objectivism, where we have an obligation not to protect human life, and therefore we have to look at the circumstances to find out which response from us as voters is going to save the most human lives. That's the circumstance here. There's no resemblance to what Herod did or the Herodians were doing. Rather, it's more like Oscar Schindler, and many people have seen the movie, and they realize that though he was working for the Nazis, he was trying to act in such a way as to save as many lives as he could.
Absolutely.
Under those circumstances. And
yes.
So as a result, he should not be pilloried, nor anyone like him, for saving lives in a morally acceptable way. And,
all right. Hey, Greg.
And not just going a party line that isn't going to really do anything in the long run.
Okay,
all right.
Bob, would you call Oscar Schindler a mass murderer because he was still a part of the Nazi party, even though he was trying to affect positive saving of lives? Respond to Greg, please.
No, you could honorably be part of the underground. In fact, that's the honorable place to be. But who are you going to support? The one guy who wants to go and kill all the kids in a school, or the one who says, I'm going to kill just 10? If you support either of those, you are guilty of the corporate bloodshed because you're supporting someone. Rudy Giuliani has been a governing official. He has advocated and supported the killing of children using the authority of the government to protect child killing. It is absurd to say that he is not a mass murderer. In fact, Hillary Clinton is more pro-life by the National Right to Life standard than Julie, because she was opposing partial birth abortion while Rudy Giuliani was even supporting partial birth abortion. And you know what? The Herodians, they were the pragmatic politicians of their day. They thought, you know what? The Romans, they'd kill a lot more of us unless we had somebody like Herod. Okay, he kills John the Baptist. He has incest with his brother's wife. But come on, pragmatically, he is the best. Think of the bad that will happen to us if we don't have Herod. And that is the kind of compromise that comes when we think that we could set aside biblical principles and do what is politically pragmatic.
Okay, Greg Schokel.
Okay, well, the biblical principles are to save lives and keep lives from being harmed. The biblical principle isn't that we cast a vote that is pro-life. No biblical requirement like that exists. Rather, the requirement is to do the most that we can to save lives. When you asked me the question, if I were in a position to vote for somebody who would kill 100 people or only 10, if those were my only two practical choices, I am morally bound to support the person that kills the fewer people.
So who would you have voted for in Germany when it was the Stalinists, the Communists, and the Nazis? They were the two leading political parties in the 1930s in different regions in Germany. So it's one or the other. You're going to throw away your vote for Alan
Bob,
Keyes?
We don't have to go to
why not?
Hypotheticals. Wait a minute, Bob. We don't have to go to hypotheticals from 50 years ago because we've got an actual situation facing right now.
It's not a hypothetical. It was real history.
Well, Bob, let him finish. Let him finish.
Yeah, it's not a hypothetical, Greg.
No, but let Greg finish.
Yeah, he can
Greg, go ahead.
We don't have to worry about hypotheticals, which is what I would have done in the past, and that's the hypothetical. When we have an actual circumstance we're faced with right now, and we're looking at the particulars of right now. Now, you're right. We should not do evil that good can come, but this is not my argument. My argument is that when we vote for someone who will have a greater impact for good on the life of the unborn, we are not actually doing evil. We are doing a good thing. So invoking that passage from Romans is an example of circular reasoning. You're presuming that the act is bad when that's the very thing that we're discussing. And I'm going to go back to the fact right now that Giuliani is not a mass murderer. He has not killed anybody or supported the killing of anybody. He's not been involved in such a thing. And it's an illicit use of the language to call him that under these circumstances,
all right.
Bob.
Scriptural principles tell us that if a man is murdered and it's somewhere between two cities, and nobody knows who the murderer is, God will hold the entire city accountable because we are to love our neighbor and build a society in which we protect innocent blood. So you are going to say that as a governing official, a man who advocates the legal murder, slaughter of the innocent is not responsible before God? Greg, that is your moral relativism.
No.
You are a legal positivist. You are.
Well, you don't know the meaning of those
terms. I know the
terms
meaning of the terms.
With. And secondly, that's not exactly what I'm saying. I mean, you're putting words in my mouth. What I've said, and I've said it very, very carefully, if we have a situation where we must choose between two people, and one is going to do much more damage for the life of the child than another, then we have a moral obligation to vote for the one who will do the less
damage.
By
which verse?
But let me finish.
By which scriptural principle?
Hold on, Bob.
Let me finish. Because you're not going to find a verse that's going to apply directly to the circumstances.
No, you do. You do. And I do.
Bob, we have to have an agreement. I'll let you talk if you let me talk. I'll finish my comment, and you can have all the time
that
you want to give you.
It's a dialogue.
Is that all right?
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, now I kind of lost my place. There is no scriptural statement that's going to inform the circumstances. What we have to do is draw from our best understanding of the text. And there's another detail here. I'm not just saying Giuliani or Mrs. Clinton. I'm saying if we have a third party candidate and we cast our vote for the third party candidate, that's going to split our party in two, and it's going to be the same as voting for Mrs. Clinton.
God doesn't ask us to make those calculations.
Callers get to take a shot. When we come back, more coming up. Truth Talk Live.
Truth Talk Live.
This is the Truth Radio Network. If you're a parent, you've spent lots of time making silly faces at your newborn infant. You grin, open your eyes wide, make a big smile, and then laugh as your little one tries to imitate your actions. In that case, imitation is quite the compliment. But there's one place that imitation never works well, and that's when we try to act like Jesus. We may think that imitating Jesus is what makes us a Christian, when in fact our imitations of him will always fall short. If you want to be like Jesus, ask him to live his life through you. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover life with God's Son on Route 66.
Log on to Route66Life.com and learn to live out the signs of life. Route 66. Start your journey home today.
If you're a parent, you've spent lots of time making silly faces at your newborn infant. You grin, open your eyes wide, make a big smile, and then laugh as your little one tries to imitate your actions. In that case, imitation is quite the compliment. But there's one place that imitation never works well, and that's when we try to act like Jesus. We may think that imitating Jesus is what makes us a Christian, when in fact our imitations of him will always fall short. If you want to be like Jesus, ask him to live his life through you. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover life with God's Son on Route 66.
Log on to Route66Life.com and learn to live out the signs of life. Route 66. Start your journey home today.
I can count the number of times I've heard people say that they hope their good deeds outweigh their bad deeds when it comes to going to heaven. Now, the Bible says we can't get to heaven just by doing good deeds, but that we probably won't get there without them either. Sound confusing? Well, it's not really. Our good works are not the source of our salvation, but they are the fruit of it. Everyone who is truly saved by faith will be motivated to live a life that is pleasing to God, obeying His commands and serving Him through good works. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's good works on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route 66 Life and learn to live out the signs of life. That's Route66Life.com. Route 66. Start your journey home today.
If you've ever been on a tour inside a cave, at some point the tour guide will switch off all the lights in order to demonstrate what true darkness is like. Deep below the earth, with no lights on, you literally can't see your hand in front of your face. The only thing I know that is more unnerving than physical darkness is the complete absence of spiritual light. The Bible says that the world is a dark place until the light of Christ is introduced. And those who know Jesus are to be His light in the world. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover how to be God's light on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route 66 Life and learn to live out the signs of life. That's Route66Life.com. Route 66. Start your journey home today.
Let's face it, folks. There aren't two elected candidates yet. The primary hasn't happened. Christians need to be informed. We need to discuss this. So what do we have? We have two people on both sides of the issue, both born-again Christians, both love the Lord, but they disagree, and we're having a great discussion with Bob Inyart, Greg Kokel, right now on Truth Talk Live, and we're going to take your calls at toll-free 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-3776.
1-800-324-TRUTH. And you know what? You can also weigh in online. A lot of folks can't get through because we've got a lot of call volume. We've got a lot of great stuff going on. So you can go to our website and you can put a comment there. I'll try to even read some of those questions or comments at truthtalklive.com. I'm going to encourage Greg and Bob both to visit the site later, maybe respond or throw something up there, and we'll keep that, and we'll have them both on again, hopefully, too. But right now, let's go to Canada and talk to Carrie. When I saw something here about a third party, Carrie, I wanted to jump right on it, and it also relates to the kind of next segment of this debate. So, Carrie, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Go ahead.
Hey, Stu. How are you doing?
Hey, great.
Good. I got a few quick points, so I'll give them to you, and then let you
make your best one, Carrie. I know you got a few, but make your best one. Go ahead.
Okay. God is sovereign. No authority comes to power apart from his will, and Christians are called to walk in obedience to his word. I think if a Christian man is willing to stand up, the Christian should vote for him and not compromise. The lesser of two evils is starting to compromise, and that's the beginning to degrade everything. God is sovereign. Leave the details to him. Stand for what's true.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, caller. Hey, Stu, can I respond to Greg now?
Okay, yeah, respond to Greg and try to weave in something with related to Carrie's comment, and we'll let Greg come back.
Go ahead. Well, Carrie was right, and the New Testament rebukes the publicans, and today's Christians will sell their souls for the Republicans. And I want to demonstrate this with what Greg just said. He said, and maybe it was a slip of the tongue, that Giuliani has never supported the killing of the innocent. But also, by his standard, which is moral relativism, perhaps we should support Hillary, because Hillary was less pro-abortion than Rudy Giuliani. And Rudy knows he has to be pro-life, or make believe he is, to get Christians gullible to support him. So this is moral relativism, because maybe really Hillary will kill less kids than Rudy.
Okay,
so God says do not murder.
Okay, I got to let Greg respond to that, because I don't think he said any of that. But go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, I'm pretty much on board with you there. You know, that isn't what I said. If it sounded like that, then it was a mistake. I just objected to the use of the rhetorical ploy of using the term mass murderer to describe Rudy Giuliani when it doesn't, strictly speaking, apply to him. Now, maybe one would say he would become a mass murderer. That's a different issue. But we're not talking about that particular thing right now. Secondly, I'm still going to press the issue, and if anybody, you know, we could talk more about this if we want to. I know what moral relativism is. It's when the moral rule becomes determined or true according to the subject and not according to the object. The truth maker of moral statements is the simple feelings of any individual person. That means that there is no right or wrong in any circumstance. Since I wrote a whole book refuting such a thing, and I've debated on many college campuses on this particular thing, it seems odd for somebody to call me a moral relativist, because I think of the objectivist principles I'm trying to apply really turn out to come up with a different answer than what Bob offers. Now, I don't think Bob's a relativist because he disagrees with me,
and I think it's probably unfair
to call me a relativist simply because I disagree
Greg,
with him.
Greg, of course, that's a straw man, Greg.
I've offered an objectivist argument that has to do with saving the most lives, and I've identified the fact that our objective moral obligation is to save the most lives, and that if we vote for a second party candidate, we will really be implicitly voting for the person who's going to do the greatest damage for the life of the unborn.
So the church, Greg, the church that says, you know what, I've been listening, I agree with Greg, we're going to support Hillary because we believe Rudy is just flat out lying, and Hillary, even though she's been openly pro-choice, at least she was against partial birth abortion. So we believe that Hillary is actually less supportive of killing children than Rudy, so we're going to promote and support Hillary.
Well, if that's the case, if it turns out that Hillary is more pro-life in actual impact as a president than the Republican option, then I think we have an obligation to vote for her. If you're going to stipulate it that way, then I'll accept those terms.
But what about issues like defense? What about
Stu,
what about marriage?
Stu,
murder, things like that.
Stu, do not murder trumps all those other issues, because it's the number one responsibility of the government, and this is the moral relativist morass that Greg Kokel is offering, that maybe a church, maybe all Christians should support Hillary because she wants to kill one less child than the other mass murderer. Obeying God is easier than trying to predict the future. God doesn't call us to predict complex political futures. He calls us to obey him. Don't do evil that good may come of it. Do not kill the innocent.
Is that And that's precisely the rule that I'm following here, Bob. We can't predict the future, you're right, but we have to take into consideration the issues at hand in order to make a proper moral decision. This is true in every single moral decision that we make.
So, Greg, then who will kill more? Greg, who will kill more, Rudy or Hillary? You tell me. Tell the audience.
I don't think Rudy's going to kill anyone. In fact, if the part of this discussion is dependent on the idea that if we elect a pro-life president, he's obliged to choose pro-life judges on the court. But you see, if we do this, then that's called conservative activism with the court. It's the very thing we objected to when Democrats did this and liberals did this in 1971.
That's not what we objected
judicial
to.
Judicial activism on the, right. on the liberal side.
So,
we
Greg,
shouldn't be doing any kind of activism with the courts. That is that's an abuse of the courts. We should be choosing judges that have a conservative view of the Constitution and are not legal positive.
That's not true.
Hold on. Now, Bob, jump ball. I've got to let Mike in here real quick. He's got a question for Bob Inyart. Let's go to him real quick. Mike, you're on Truth Talk Live. Thanks for hanging on. Go quick with your question. You're on Truth Talk Live with Stu.
Okay. We've had for almost 7 years now a Republican president who was definitely anti-abortion. And yet, and for a while there, we even had a Republican House and Senate, and the abortion laws haven't changed. The bottom line is this: why haven't they changed? It's because it's not Hillary that's going to kill anybody. Neither is going to be Giuliani. The whole issue rests with the courts,
right?
And who these people are going to appoint. And it's not just the Supreme Court, but it's all the judicial appointments that are going to get passed down.
Right.
If a Democrat gets into office, Roe v. Wade will be with us through my lifetime and probably a good part of my children's lifetime. The next three justices that are appointed can make an enormous difference.
Right.
Giuliani has said he will appoint conservative justices, and that's what we're looking for.
He's a liar. If he's a murderer, he's a liar. Don't believe unbelievers. Don't believe unbelievers.
Greg, it's so sad to hear you arguing this way.
Greg, you just said, I don't think Rudy will kill anyone. This is where moral relativism brings us. We don't know if Hillary will kill less than Rudy. We do know that his entire political career, he has been an advocate of using the authority of government for the unfettered killing of innocent children. It's like offering kids to Molech, and you're even willing to go there to support someone that will send kids through the fire to Molech because you have become a moral relativist.
Well, I'll let the listeners decide whether what you're saying is really what I've been saying. That most people, I think, that know my background and know my arguments and read my books know that this is nothing of the sort. But if Giuliani is always a liar, like you just said, because
I didn't say he's always a liar. I didn't say he's always a liar.
How can you trust him when he says he's pro-choice, for goodness sake?
We pro-lifers
have to take this man on his word. And his word is, as the gentleman said, his word has to do with how he's going to appoint judges. And he said he'd point the kind of judges that George Bush has already appointed and all the actions in the judicial right now. It's not in the legislature and it's not in the executive branch.
Okay, Jason, Kernersville, North Carolina, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Jump on in here with your question, sir. Go ahead.
Sure. Got a quick question for you. For me, the problem I see is if we're putting the lesser of two evils, that's just about always going to come down to conservative Christians voting for Republicans. And if that's the case, what incentive do they have to start swaying more to our viewpoint if we vote for whoever they put up? Because that's basically what it's turning out here, Greg, is we vote for whoever they
Jason, I think that's a much more substantial line of argument than it has been offered so far.
Then do not murder.
Gosh, Bob, is it possible for you to let me finish sentence without interrupting?
Sure. Hold on.
I'm just going to appeal to Stu on this one because Stu, you're in charge.
Yeah, no, go, Greg, I'm waiting your response.
Okay.
Cool it for a second. Let him respond.
I think a more productive line of argument in the long run if we think the Republican Party is going to be the party that's going to make the best changes for the life of the child, then, and I think Jim Dobson has argued this way, then what we ought to do is just abandon the party for a while so that there's a shakeup and they'll get back online. The question we have to ask ourselves has to do with cost-benefit. What will the cost be in the long run to that? And if Hillary Clinton gets elected, which is most likely under that scenario, then we are looking at 2 to 3 more people that are going to be on the court that she'll assign, and by golly, you know she's going to do judicial activism. She believes in that, and that's something that will not be undone for 40 more years, given the life of judges.
Hey, Greg, how about Scalia and Thomas, right? Antonin Scalia, Clarence Thomas. Are they pro-life? Do they believe in the God-given right to life?
As far as I know.
Okay, well, You're wrong. Antonin Scalia in the Pew Forum said this. He said if there was a nationwide law that abolished abortion, he said, I would oppose it.
Tell me why that's relevant to our discussion.
Because you believe the Republican lie that these pro-choice judges are pro-life because you have been compromising on Do Not Murder. It clouds your understanding.
Greg, respond next in a Huckabee comment from a caller when we come back. Hang on.
Truth Talk Live.
This is the Truth Radio Network.
He did.
At the South Pole, after mother penguins have hatched their young, they return to the sea to feed, leaving the baby in the care of the father. When they return weeks later, the mothers search through the crowd of thousands of penguins until mother and child recognize each other's voices and are reunited. The Bible says that Jesus and his followers are like that. That we must learn to recognize His voice amidst all the confusing spiritual voices in our world today. If we aren't careful, we could be led down the wrong path spiritually because of not recognizing Jesus' voice through His Word. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's voice on Route 66.
Log on to Route66Life.com and learn to live out the signs of life. Route 66. Start your journey home today.
TWR Today, a snapshot of what God is doing through Trans World Radio. Listeners to our Spanish programs are growing in knowledge and faith.
My appreciated brothers, I greet you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Yesterday, I received the notes and outlines for the book of Esther, Nehemiah, and 1 Corinthians. This is like a miracle for me because it is very difficult to get mail in this part of Colombia where I live. But thanks to God, He allowed this mailing to come through so I can continue to grow spiritually with your help.
A letter to TWR from this listener in Colombia shows how much we take for granted here. To help in your own devotional life, get your free copy of the book Prayer, The Great Adventure by Dr. David Jeremiah. Revitalize your time alone with Jesus. It's yours free when you call 1-800-456-7897. That's 1-800-456-7-TWR. An unchanging message for a changing world.
TWR Today, a snapshot of what God is doing through Trans World Radio. Our Spanish programming for the Americas is making a lasting impact.
I give thanks to God and I pray for you and your station. Because of you, thousands of people surrender their lives to Christ and thousands are reconciled to God. I am one of those thousands. I have decided to continue preaching with what I learned from your station. Wherever I go, I take my radio with me, and God has blessed me. I want to know more so that I can teach new believers.
This letter from Peru shows how TWR is reaching thousands, one listener at a time. We want you to share in this ministry and would like to give you Prayer, The Great Adventure by noted author and pastor Dr. David Jeremiah. It's your free gift when you call 1-800-456-7897. That's 1-800-456-7-TWR. An unchanging message for a changing world.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live. Bob Inyart in our last segment made a pretty stunning, kind of hard, stinging attack or statement about Greg Kokel's view of the judges. And you read something from one of the judges, Supreme Court judges, who claims to be pro-life that he really wasn't. Greg Kokel, you want to respond to that, I know. Go ahead and do so, and then we'll make a call about Mike Huckabee.
Right. But I think Bob misunderstood the point that I was making. The point I was making was the same as the caller's, that this whole issue of abortion is not going to be settled in the legislature or the executive branch, which is what we're talking about, but rather the Supreme Court, which the executive branch nominates. As it turns out, Scalia and Thomas have great records as conservative jurists, and that's the kind of people we need.
They're pro-choice.
They believe in a private on the private side is irrelevant to how they actually have judged in the past, and we have to pick conservative judges with a conservative judicial view, not those that are simply pro-life. That's
Craig,
the issue.
Clarence Thomas wrote in the Casey decision 15 years ago that states have the right to legalize abortion. That is not a pro-life position. That's not someone who says that a child has a God-given right to life. That's someone who is pro-choice, who says the government can regulate the killing of children. And Antonin Scalia explicitly said that if there was a law outlawing abortion, he would strike it down because those people are wrong. And we could tell you the same quotes from Alito and Roberts. Alito upholds partial birth abortion as a federal judge. Okay.
Yeah, I don't see what that has to do with the discussion at hand as to what's the best way to vote and how this problem
I'll tell you why, because your reasoning is clouded. You think these are pro-life judges. They reject.
I have never made that case, Bob. I haven't.
Well, then why vote for
conversation?
Then why not vote for Hillary?
Maybe you asked me the question. The reason is she will definitely have activist jurists that will take the direction, the opposite direction, while Scalia and Thomas, in their voting record, has actually been consistently pro-life.
You are wrong. When they rule in a pro-choice way, you think they're pro-life because Republicans nominated them. That is where moral relativism gets you.
Okay,
maybe we should. Hey, Greg, how about Hillary? Maybe she'll kill fewer kids.
Okay,
Rudy.
Let's go to Pennsylvania and talk to Drew. Drew, you're on Truth Talk Live. I want to talk about Huckabee. Go quick, Drew. You're on the air.
No problem. Hi, guys. I feel like my IQ is wound by a vegetable compared to you guys. This is an interesting conversation, but quite frankly, this is the thing that would tend to get the Christian community stuck in the tar, make it one big tar baby. If it's going to be a one-issue election, then we should just mobilize the forces and get behind Huckabee. I mean, after all, at this time, a certain peanut farmer was an unknown as well.
If Huckabee
Farmer was the worst president in the United States history.
Why not get behind someone who's clearly pro-life, who's principled, and quite frankly has governed before?
AlanKeyes.com. AlanKeyes.com.
Bob,
come
on.
What's Duke? He's a principled Republican candidate.
This isn't a campaign ad. Greg Kokel, why not that argument? Why does it have to be Giuliani Clinton?
Well, the question that we want to ask ourselves is, do we want to make a statement, a religious statement, or do we want to make an impact for good? And if we're making a religious statement, we can write in our pastor, for goodness sake. He's got perfect theology from our perspective. If we want to make an impact for good, we have to make a wise choice as to who will save the most lives.
Okay, closing arguments. I know they're going to be interesting. Each man's going to get their fair share. Hang on, more coming up right here.
Truth Talk Live.
And now, a discipleship moment. Here's Paul Downer.
In the last 2 days, two men have told me that they are fighting a losing battle with pornography. These men are both examples of the harm that Proverbs 13:20 says a companion of fools will suffer. However, their foolish companions haven't been people, but rather characters in the sexually explicit TV shows and movies that they've allowed to slide into their lives over the years. Our media habits really are choices of companionship. How are the conversations and behaviors that you are watching each week influencing your thoughts, values, and walk with Christ? TV and movies aren't completely bad, but they are powerful and need to be stewarded with wisdom. So learn from these two men and don't suffer the harm of being a media companion of fools.
To learn more about Discipleship Network of America resources, go to Downer.org.
This is the Truth Radio Network.
TWR Today, a snapshot of what God is doing through Trans World Radio. This man has been greatly encouraged by our ministry.
I am glad to listen to your shortwave programs each morning. One of the most important programs for me is the one for gypsies and their testimonies. My heart is trembling because it is so good to listen to those stories. The Word of God reaches all nations and the gypsies as well. There are so many chosen ones. Let us preach the gospel for them.
A listener from Hungary shows how TWR gospel broadcasts are reaching the gypsy population. We want to thank you for your part in this growing ministry by sending you a free copy of the book, Prayer, The Great Adventure, by Dr. David Jeremiah. To receive this free book and learn more about our ministry, call 1-800-456-7897. That's 1-800-456-7-TWR. An unchanging message for a changing world.
TWR Today, a snapshot of what God is doing through Trans World Radio. This man has been greatly encouraged by our ministry.
I am glad to listen to your shortwave programs each morning. One of the most important programs for me is the one for gypsies and their testimonies. My heart is trembling because it is so good to listen to those stories. The Word of God reaches all nations and the gypsies as well. There are so many chosen ones. Let us preach the gospel for them.
A listener from Hungary shows how TWR gospel broadcasts are reaching the gypsy population. We want to thank you for your part in this growing ministry by sending you a free copy of the book, Prayer, The Great Adventure, by Dr. David Jeremiah. To receive this free book and learn more about our ministry, call 1-800-456-7897. That's 1-800-456-7-TWR. An unchanging message for a changing world.
We got 5 minutes before the hour on the fastest hour in radio all hour long. We've been debating what a lot of conservative Christians are debating, and that is, will we, if it comes down to it, if push comes to shove, will we vote for a pro-abortion candidate if it's the better or the lesser of two evils? That very question is posted at our website right now, truthtalklive.com. Bob Inyart is a talk show host out of Denver, Colorado. He's been with us all hour long as Greg Kokel, who's been with us. He's got a website, Stand to Reason, a ministry called Stand to Reason. He's also a Christian college prof and an apologist as well, and they both have been on. I want to give you both a real quick closing arguments. It's something we do here on Truth Talk Live every day. Before I do, I want to speak for two callers who called earlier, one from Florida and one from Pennsylvania. Off the air, they told me, the first said, let's pray. Let's pray for wisdom, and let's pray, you know, for the Lord's leading of the right person for this critical office. I thought that was a good word, prayer. I think everyone would agree with that. The second young lady from Florida called, and it called us Sadducees and Pharisees. She said a lot of the argument and a lot of the rhetoric can become man's wisdom and man's thoughts, and she says we need to have the Lord's thoughts. We need to see this through the eyes of Christ. And I would appeal to our listeners, and I know that's your heart, Greg Kokel, and Bob Inyart, that's your heart too, isn't it?
I think Bob and I have both been trying to do that.
Okay, very good. Greg, give us a final closing argument, and then we'll let Bob give one real
sure.
quick, and then we'll let you two spar a little bit, and then we got to go.
I think if people want to make their vote count for millions of unborn children, they have to face three very important facts. First, in the next 4 years, we're either going to be governed by a Republican or a Democrat. Secondly, the power to destroy human life in the womb lies not with the legislature or with the president, but with the courts. And third, one of these two people, you know, the Republican or Democrat, are going to have an opportunity to appoint 2 to 3 new justices to the Supreme Court. Since those are our real options, and any vote for a third party will split the ticket like it has done the last three elections so that the opposing party wins. That's how we got Clinton the first two times, by the way. Then we have to ask ourselves the question whether we want to make an impact, and that is to vote for the person that will give us the kind of judges that have the best chance of protecting the unborn, or we want to make a statement and vote for a third-party candidate, which will essentially be a vote for Mrs. Clinton.
Okay, Bob Inyart, your response, you got the final closing argument. Go fast.
All right, defeating Hillary has become the idol that Christians will disobey God to defeat her. Earlier, Greg said we need to go for judges who are conservatives. Actually, no. Exodus 18, we need judges who fear God. Therefore, judges who will protect the innocent. Throughout the whole Old Testament, God's people wouldn't trust and obey him. They made alliances with the wicked, adulterers, and murderers, and God left them to their own destruction.
Okay, Bob Inyart, Greg Kokel, thanks for being on, guys.
Thank you, Stu.
Thank you, Stu.
Let's try to do this again as we get closer, and let's all agree to pray. We're commanded to pray for our elected officials, and it doesn't say whether they're spiritual or not. We're commanded to pray for them to lift up holy hands. Pray, folks. Seek out God's word on this, and make your comments if you'd like at our website, truthtalklive.com.
Stu Epperson, Truth Talk Live.
This is the Truth Radio Network.